time for another one of Downtown's greatest hits.
I thought one of the most poignant parts of the book was after your father died and you and your brother went into the house and you found a little piece of paper in his handwriting. Can you talk about what that said?
I think he knew he was dying. He was 90 years old, and that was 2 years ago. And he scribbled out in his shaky handwriting, the best thing in my life is when my children forgave me for the worst time in my life. Wow. And it was sweet. And I think he wrote that out for us to find it. And I'll never forget that. And it was a lesson for me, as much as that dispiriting, awful relationship. And, you know, we patched things up as best we could as we got older, but it was never going to be what anyone hopes for in a relationship with a father-son. But I came to a understanding that he did the best he could, and that's as much as we can ask anyone. And so to an extent, you know, I did forgive him, but it still takes its toll. There are abandonment issues that I've dealt with and resentment and some anger issues that, like, you know, I fortunately found a career that allows me, encourages me to channel those negative feelings into characters that I can purge through my work, and that helps me a great deal. And running, I run and you know, get the toxins out and sweat it out, and sometimes I'll get really angry when I'm running, and it's like, wow, where did that come from? And it's, you know, it's residue, and I just want to keep flowing and try to cleanse myself of all that kind of ill feelings, and it's working. It's a process.